Duck, our next guest, well, I've always wanted to speak to him and haven't had the opportunity because he's an exciting man to watch. He's played 59 games for the Brisbane Lions and his name is Dane Zorko. He joins us now. G'day, Dane.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Oh, wonderful to speak to you. As I said, I've loved to catch up with you sometimes after games, but you're very speedy like you are on the ground, so you're a hard man to get for an interview. But tell me, to get to this position playing for Brisbane Lions, you just kept doing the job up there in Queensland, Broadbeach, best and fairest, time and time and time again. They wouldn't pick you. Why not?
Well, they certainly wouldn't pick me, that's for sure. Had to do it the hard way, as you can probably say. Did my apprenticeship in the NEAFL up there in Queensland. Probably a few reasons. Probably height would have been one of the issues. They also told me when I was at draft camp I was probably a little bit slow. So I've obviously worked on those areas now. Well, probably not my height. Can't really work on that. but definitely worked on my speed, agility and fitness levels all together, really. So
apart from hanging up in the closet to make yourself grow, it's amazing that you said you worked on your speed, because watching you out on the ground, maybe it's just that your little legs pump away like Fred Flintstone. You look extremely quick out there.
Yeah, obviously that's one of the areas I really did focus on at my time at Broadbeach, and had a really good fitness coach there that previously worked with the Brisbane Lions back in the Bears day. So he helped me out a lot, and probably all the credit should go to him.
Dane, in some ways now, footy is all about athletes. You've come from a position where they were telling you that you weren't big enough, that you weren't athletic enough. Do you think there's many guys like you that are now slipping through the system because they don't have the athletic attributes, but like you, they're just gun footballers?
Yeah, I think there is, especially up in Queensland as well. There's plenty of young and older talent that probably could have made it on the list, but due to the fact they're not athletic or they don't have something special about them, they're probably just getting overlooked. So I think that's a really good comment. I think there's a lot of footballers out there that aren't getting picked these days, and teams are just looking for the athlete.
Zorks, you've got some interesting characters, Mitch Robinson being one of them. You've obviously picked up a great player in Beams, and Alan Christensen's also a very handy type. How are they travelling?
Yeah, absolutely. But as you said, those guys had the Rockliffe, Rich, Hanley, Redden. You've got the young kids of age and Taylor coming through as well. So our midfield stocks are pretty healthy at the moment. Obviously, Pierce is the only one with a slight injury setback. But looking at that midfield, you could probably say it's a quality midfield now. And we've got a lot of guys that can play through there, which is really handy that you need to go across half forward and go back as well. So midfield's probably our strength now, where it probably hasn't been over the last few years. But definitely now it's one of our qualities.
You've got the NAB Challenger versus Brisbane tomorrow night at Coffs Harbour versus Sydney. We spoke to Josh Kennedy yesterday. He said that they were going to the Big Banana as they got off to Coffs Harbour. What's planned for you boys?
Yeah, we drove past that as we came in. I think there's a couple of boys off to the beach now, and we'll probably check out the local sites as well. But there's no doubt the boys will want to get a photo next to the Big Banana. They went up to Mackay and that earlier for the community camp earlier in the month, and got a few photos of a big something up there as well. So the boys will add that to their Instagram accounts, no doubt.
Dane, we appreciate your time. We hope you have a wonderful season. It's great to hear about your AFL journey, and may it continue long and fruitfully from here on in.
Thanks, Harry. Thank you very much.